One pedestrian is in critical condition after being struck by a vehicle in the downtown core during the evening commute last night. The incident happened at the intersection of Elgin and Laurier just before 6 o'clock. The woman in her 20s was transported to hospital after paramedics tended to her on scene. Ottawa police also shut down the intersection of Laurier and Elgin for several hours for an investigation. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Ottawa police. Eating healthier in Ottawa just got a little bit more challenging. Cardish Health Food Center announced yesterday that they will be shutting down all their locations across the city. The Ottawa-based chain has been serving the city for almost 50 years, but according to the owners, can no longer compete in a shifting market. Most of the locations have already been shut down, and the locations in Orleans and on Merivale will also be shut down later this year. TikTok Canada is pulling their sponsorships of some of the country's biggest festivals and award shows. TikTok has backed the Toronto International Film Festival as well as the Juno Awards, but that will no longer happen as TikTok gets ready to shut down operations in Canada because of a federal mandate. Back in 2024, the federal government deemed that TikTok was a national security issue and ordered them to shut down their offices in Vancouver and Toronto. Even with the offices being shut down, the TikTok app will remain available in Canada. In sports, we're off to the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Canada doesn't have anyone competing in the singles tournament, but a young woman is looking to punch her ticket to the semis this afternoon in the women's doubles tournament. Ottawa native Gabrielle Dabrowski and her New Zealand partner, Aaron Rowliffe, are on the grass at 12 o'clock and are no strangers to success at this tournament. Back in 2023, the two of them made it all the way to the finals of the women's doubles tournament. From the Skywards News Centre, I'm Dan Tashero.